PowerPoint time. I've done more PowerPoints in this particular experiment than I've ever done in my life before this experiment.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. So here we have our detailed design meeting where we will look at the prototype. And right, so I finally figured out what this whole second bullet point is about in my that my coach was saying to me. It means I'm supposed to read the minutes from the previous meeting.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think.
Huh.
I don't know. Otherwise, it's just saying I'm the secretary and I'm therefore taking the minutes. So just to go, just real briefly to go over minutes from the last meeting, I will open them slowly. No. Wait for it.
Yeah, that's not you.
No. This is very high-powered stuff here. That looked like it. There we go. So, basically, the moral of the story from our last meeting was that we had meetings from we had presentations done by the industrial designer, from Nathan and Ron and Sarah, about what we can do here, and what sort of limitations we're operating with, limitations we're operating under, what kind of risk we'd be looking at with some of the various approaches we were discussing. And we essentially came to the conclusion that we should develop a remote with a voice recognition that had a vaguely non-remote-like shape, because you didn't really need to use it as a remote, since you could just use your voice. It would include some, mostly just the simple design features for a television operation, but with a slider fold-out bay for more advanced functions for users. The UID and the ID were asked to go ahead and start developing a prototype for us to look at. So, that's sort of back to the main meet here. Go ahead and take it away, guys.
Well, we have assembled our prototype. What's to be said about it? We took into account a lot of things that we went over in the last meeting. Some of the most important things to consider are that we decided not to go for the touchscreen, which you can see, and opted for some very large buttons for the primary functions. This is going to be the on-off button, and then we have these buttons to go through the channels, and then two volume buttons down here. We decided those were the most important buttons. And then for the more advanced functions, there's a slider panel here. You can see that there are lots of things going on. But this actually can slide back in and provides a very nice aesthetic when it's all put away. As far as the whole visible light thing, we decided to go with multiple colors coming out.
Nice.
Why not?
There
of course, if that's annoying for some people, that function can be turned off.
Perfect.
Now, it's important to, we talked quite a bit about the interchangeable faces, and what we've done here is come up with a bit of a natural look here.
Right.
We call it fruity.
Appropriate.
Okay. But of course, that's interchangeable. I think it would be desirable for the regular product in the first packaging to be something a little bit more subdued, but this is kind of something that can be done. And as you can see on the television there, we have the voice detector device.
Oh, right.
On the top. So that will work quite well with regard to finding this contraption. What other things do we see here? Well, if you give it a touch, it does have actually a bit of a spongy feel. I think that will work well with regards to our market. Let's see. Well, clearly there's going to be some more colors and whatnot available. Do you have anything else to add to that?
word about the materials is the entire thing is covered in a rubber coating, so it's very durable. It's not going to break like some types of plastic that's dropped. And of course, as you can see, if you touch it, it does have a nice squishy feel.
It's actually important to know that the television, if there's an earthquake or anything like that, it actually is edible inside.
I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote the company's name.
Oh, well done,
yes.
Yeah.
This is actually an apple inside.
Do we need to worry about rot factors?
It is encased in a new.
Okay, there's preservative involved.
Yeah. We got to get ahead of ourselves. I know we're not talking about making televisions.
Edible televisions.
No.
So we're in the future.
It's a couple years off at least.
A possible new
okay.
product. But I think that sums up the main features of the remote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have any questions or whether we need to worry about any other marketing areas or anything of that nature. Did we come in under budget?
We did. Yeah, this cost, well, to put this into production, we're looking at about, what was our goal? It was 1250 euro. And this actually came in at about 1199. So I was quite pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we didn't do, obviously we had a choice with the buttons, whether to use scroll buttons or standard rubber buttons. But we just went for a classic rubber button.
Mm-hmm.
And since we did that, we didn't have to use as many microchips, which was quite nice. And that's what helped keep the cost down.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, in voice recognition, in a lot of ways it's just a simple remote.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get it even cheaper.
Did
and
you talk about the voice recognition option?
I don't know. I haven't talked about that.
So on the back here, you'll notice this area here, which is actually the voice recognition console. And I think it's nicely designed into the overall look. But basically, the voice recognition incorporates the latest designs that our research team has been able to come up with. Basically, quite similar to the coffee maker design that we were talking about earlier. I think that has given a proven ease of use and whatnot.
Yeah.
And allows features like the remote to actually talking back to the user.
Cool. Any questions?
No, no. Do we have other, for lack of a better word, skins, covers in play now? Are those going to be developed later once we see how the couple we have go? Or
well, we didn't quite have enough material.
Oh, I was expecting a prototype. I just don't know if you guys had any in mind.
Right.
Well, as you can see, this is just the most superficial layer. Be very easy to place another layer.
Just
something else.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips and then you put a new plate on top of that.
Right.
So, I mean, there are, we definitely
yeah.
priced out a spongy, even spongier, non natural look
okay.
Materials, which I think worked out fine. We also continued on with the ideas of following. Apple's color schemes
okay.
with kind of
beautiful.
Light orange. And
it's not. It's not quite a faceplate. It's more like a pseudo faceplate.
Okay.
Because it's simple enough that in the factory we could very easily put a phone on it. It locks into place such that it's pretty permanent. At the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments, and we could go
okay.
the faceplate way. If you know what I mean.
Yep. It's still an option.
Yeah.
Very cool. Nice job.
Right. Yeah, thanks, guys. That's very, very good work. I like it. Brilliant. What we need to discuss now is the finance of it. You provided a number that actually sounds quite nice. The trouble is I was just given this by finance. This spreadsheet of the parts, and I've just tentatively put in what it's going to look like. I'm just going to clear this out real quickly. But it looks like, so we'll just, if we can just itemize what's in here, we've got this, it's a solar cell thing, right?
Right.
With the backup battery?
It's in there. Right?
With the back, okay. And
the voice recognition area actually doubles as the solar cell area.
Clever, clever, well done. So I guess that would mean we've got a bit of a, it's a speaker and a sensor at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just making use of the same space and the same materials.
Okay. In the case, it's more of a single curved case, I guess, would be the general.
Yeah, one big
mm-hmm.
curve.
We've got a rubber skin material, basically, throughout. Push button interface with this other drop down. So maybe we've got two push button interfaces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Special. I guess it's a. We've got a sort of a wood material, a rubbery type material.
Yeah, special.
Throughout, yeah.
I guess you have to mark special color and special form as well, wouldn't you? Because it is very unconventional.
Yeah, it's
very
unique. I like it, yeah. It's so it looks like
we're coming at 16?
A bit over budget.
Oh.
Check this. So what we could do perhaps, a simple fix would maybe to switch away from the solar cells or take out the backup battery.
I mean, I think that if we were talking about it being one of our main selling features being environmental and without the batteries and whatnot, although it does still have a battery, so I'm not sure that what the cell is on that.
I mean, we could take the battery out of it. See, and it'd probably work 99% of the time, but you're gonna have to set up a call center for that 1% of the time when people are calling and say, oh look, my remote isn't working. What am I gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
People would be upset. I think in the long run, it's better to keep the battery. I mean, it's hard to scrap the whole solar battery idea because that's so integral to the theme that we have.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult. We have all these things integral to the design of it that we just can't back out of now. It would have to be, it seems like we'd have to go back to square one in a way. If we were going to try to undo one bit, we'd probably have to undo most of it.
Yeah.
Although we don't want to get rid of the whole environmental, I mean, obviously the solar cell is a big piece of the way we're marketing this is like a natural new thing, but honestly, if we cut that one piece out, we're actually coming in under budget, if I've done the math correctly.
You might be able to sway me on the idea that our main selling point could be already this voice recognition thing. I mean, that's what sets us apart, right?
Yeah, that's what's setting us into this young market. I mean, that's where we started from, so. I don't know, I mean, you know, perhaps when the cell technology comes down in price, we can bring that back into the game, but it looks like at this point that may be out of our league.
And the reality is, you know, for me, from an ideological standpoint, I'd like to stick with the solar cell, but I kind of have to throw myself
right.
in the business structure and model
yeah.
here. And,
it's either or.
I think that we need to come to a compromise here and maybe move ahead with without the solar cell.
Yeah.
So I think unfortunately that's our best option.
It's the only way we're going to get below our goal is
mm-hmm.
1250.
Because we can't remove the push buttons because they're
yeah.
And we can't get rid of the, I mean, removing the, changing the case wouldn't be so much of a
savings.
Nor would changing the case materials. So yeah, it looks like to be the only thing.
Yeah.
So that would be, it's a major change, but yeah.
Can
all right.
Do
So we're in agreement on that?
Unfortunately, I think we are.
I think that was a good compromise with all parties.
Right. Moving along swiftly. So I guess now we just go to the project evaluation, which I will
That would be me. Court?
Of course, sorry.
No problem. Can you reach? That would be great.
That is important.
I didn't even do that on purpose either. Okay. Basically, I was just evaluating from what we know of how our product's working right now with the criteria that we set at the beginning of these are the things we needed to do, these are the things that look like we feel are important. So I was looking at basic design things. Does it fulfill its function as a remote? Is the design what we wanted to do? Are technologies up to where we'd hope they would be? And does it fulfill the aesthetic qualities that our original market research was looking for? Basic questions like, you know, does it turn on? Does it respond to voice recognition? And overall, in general, it looks like it's coming up to par. The only thing is with the pullout panel, that is going to take some adjusting because of the new sort of interface. That looked like it was coming up rough, but then once you get used to it, it does make a lot of sense. So I think overall, we're headed in the right direction.
Really?
So.
Like that spongy feel?
Yeah. It looks like it's going all out,
yeah,
so.
The sponge works well, that's
we're,
good to hear.
We're good,
we
yeah.
We worked hard on that one.
Yeah. It's, I think eventually, if we do branch out with this product, maybe we do have higher budget options, and if it goes over with this model, we can look into wider range voice recognition, like from other rooms of the house and stuff. But for now, what we've got is working in the range we needed for, so it's all good.
Really,
I'm
quite
really disappointed about losing the solar panel.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it is a setback, but. Okay, do you need the cord back?
Yeah,
we might have lost that, but no one liked it.
Well, they don't tell you anything, do they?
That's true.
Right, so this one's a bit unclear to me, to be perfectly fair. I got this slide from the coach, and I'm not sure what it's connected to. So I guess we are going to discuss our project process, and that is going to go into my report. So I guess this is the point where we go out of roll. Looks like, and talk about our satisfaction for room for creativity and so forth, and
okay.
How that all worked, I guess.
As in within the team?
I think
or
so, yeah.
Right, so it's just
okay.
Kind of a
I think
open mic kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I
think
it is now. You're in charge, so there you go.
I'm not screwing up an experience. But I trust that she would joke in if I was, so okay. Right. So, any thoughts?
Are we considering these points here?
Yeah.
For starting blocks, yeah.
What did you guys feel about the process?
You know, I think in general, for a day's worth of work, we actually were relatively productive, considering the little amount of input we had going in.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology has definitely been a help. It's really been interesting to try out all this new stuff.
We didn't use the whiteboard at all.
No,
no
whiteboard.
We could now, if that would make up for it, but really.
And
I feel like if you guys have been designing in here, perhaps that would change, but because of the constraints, it doesn't really matter.
Also, had I not been intrigued about the pen, I don't think I would have used it at all. I didn't write barely anything.
Yeah, I think I was taking notes more often than usual.
Yeah,
the pen.
That's true.
It was pretty cool tech, though.
Mm. I am disappointed I didn't get a note back from my personal coach.
Did you write a personal coach?
Yeah, but I didn't get a response. Let's see.
What if you get a response 2 or 3 months from now?
Okay, that would be kind of crazy.
Tips to contact coach.
Well, what kind of coaching is that, really? What if I really needed something?
So So I don't know, I think there was a lot of room for creativity. We could do whatever basically
I think
we wanted until the budget came down on us.
And even then, we did get a decent product turned out, although it's not everything we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
With the natural look.
Very natural.
Organic, really.
It's brilliant, so they had to put Dana Peeler in here.
And highly resourceful teammates, might I add,
yeah.
Which is always a plus.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought it was like really creative, actually. I mean,
yeah, I'm impressed.
The teamwork was good.
To prove that we weren't wasteful, we didn't waste a single bit of quite at least everything.
Nice. All four of the containers.
Yeah.
Including the multicolored wave pattern.
My one criticism is that we didn't have enough colors to work with. We only had four.
Yeah. You can develop multiple spins, really.
I know.
More color.
Amazing.
I love.
What did you guys think about the roles?
They were good.
Yeah, it's fun, kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was. I think it's pretty clever because we were never able to get too far off track because the information came in at the right time and
sure.
Kind of filled in the gaps enough. At the same time, you had enough room to kind of just make things up.
Yeah.
Just kind of fun.
But I just feel like the level of information dropped off severely over the course of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I didn't actually get any information in that presentation at all.
That's true.
Nothing.
I got this question.
I didn't even get an email. Like, that was it. So, yeah, I feel like that was slow lagging. But then, you know, fill in the blanks on your own, level of creativity up.
Well, I think that was an issue I kept finding with regard to
what to do.
Well, no, also, yeah, when I was reporting about what each of us is doing, I was often confused as to what you were doing.
That wasn't much.
Yeah. And then I also felt like, you know, a lot of our discussion would center around specifically what my task was, because that was kind of the interface question,
yeah.
Which is what
yes.
The whole project was about.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
But, and then in the end, I think our jobs kind of helped you.
Yeah. That was fun.
Which
I think
is fun.
The most helpful thing out of everything was getting the PowerPoint slides already put together for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if
okay.
We didn't have that,
stuff,
there's no way we could have got all that done in time.
Very much so.
Cool.
I think your leadership was quite good.
It was.
She said, she actually made a comment off on the board to getting into this, and I really, I think it's true. I felt like I got way too into it.
That's kind of a good thing, though.
I
still
feel
like
a lot.
Give the rest of us some structure to work with, so hey.
So is that the first time you're taking on that kind of role?
The first time you've ever done anything like, yeah, project management. I usually organize crap. It's one thing to do, you know, set up a party with your friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you guys felt that you could keep the, yeah, suspension of disbelief kind of like the role.
Yeah. Except for a couple moments where I just got a hand and I knew we were
yeah.
All lying to our teeth.
I had to admit, as soon as we started, I mean, as soon as we got the Play-Doh.
I can only imagine.
You know, the whole concept of really trying to stick with reality went out the window.
Yeah. Maybe it led us, you know.
Possibly.
It led us to, like a remote control. Or a spaceship, which is a spaceship led us. Do you guys ever use the spaceship
oh, yeah.
Led us?
Yeah.
Still
really knew us.
Totally.
Best spaceships ever. You guys felt like there was enough teamwork involved.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I was just.
No,
we
didn't actually. I mean, other than minor discussion in meetings, it wasn't. Except for the actual building.
Yeah.
But
it's true,
I feel like if this was a team project, there actually would have been much more of the collaborative brainstorming use the board. Well, and this would have been 6 months worth of work, not like.
Yeah.
3 hours worth of meetings.
I mean, I think had the issue been more serious, we probably would have brainstormed more during our meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Of course, I'm unconscious of the idea of the project manager asking if you guys feel like there's a team. It's like kind of like hmm.
Yeah, that's
but, you know, interesting. It's kind of fascinating, isn't it?
I wonder why. Is there anything about the way that we got so much? What was it that kept us from going to the board?
I don't know. I don't know if there was a rush.
Mine was the mics. I didn't feel like getting up and down dealing with all these wires.
Yeah,
I was afraid
that's
I was
it,
break
because
something.
The mics are loose, and each time you get up, it's a possibility
yeah.
of tripping them or something, getting tangled. Or,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what it would have shown on the board.
True, but it didn't even occur to me as an option. I mean, I don't
no,
know that
right.
I would have, but I know that I consciously didn't.
I mean, it's just like the paper. I don't know what I really needed the paper for.
True.
Because I've got this laptop.
Yeah.
I just use it because it's literally right in front of me.
I want to see the output files from these from the digital paper. I want to see what my handwriting looks like digitized, because my handwriting is crap.
Yeah.
And then just see what it looks like in PDF format or something.
Usually I would do a lot more doodling too, but I didn't.
I know. I felt like I needed to be professional, so I didn't like throw all of my paper and stuff. Okay, well, not entirely. But so I do less than I usually do.
I'm curious about what the debriefing is going to be like. You know, like what is the what exactly we're looking for here?
So is this all I need to go through?
I don't know. I'm not sure if there's new ideas found. But is it bad ideas?
Did it just say in the email we need to discuss that?
Well, that's the thing. I got in the email. I got this PowerPoint file, but this slide was.
That slide was like that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't change this one at all.
I guess wrong the right track.
Yeah.
Any new ideas with regard to
regard
control concepts?
No.
I kind of like
I think they still do their job.
Yeah,
I think they're fine, actually.
I am thinking outside the little square box, though. It's literally.
Yeah.
In like four, five.
Yeah,
maybe
a circle would be alright.
Yeah.
Different.
It's just kind of make you wonder, I mean, how much can you do with a remote control? It's like inventing a new car. Yeah,
it's
yeah, you
gotten
can.
Technically car shaped and won't fit on the road.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So this was.
Are we back into.
I don't know. I think this is.
Well, how long was our meeting supposed to be? How much time?
40-ish. I think we should go on a bit, yeah, about the project eval. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like a bit. Understimulated on the whole thing, like what, like, you know, what am I really doing, you know, what is...
Yeah, at the beginning it started out and I felt actually like under pressure, like the first couple,
yeah,
doing a lot of work, and I was like, I had like this brainstorming I was doing, and then suddenly I was like, well, it's just another 2-minute presentation that you guys don't really care about anyway, so...
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like we also knew where we were headed with it, so it didn't feel
definitely
like it mattered anymore.
When I first filled out the questionnaire I was marking it probably higher in terms of how much I had to, how much I stressed over it. And by the time I got to the last, it was
whatever.
Yeah.
It was also a realization of you basically just copy and paste what's given to you in your presentation, which wasn't so clear to me at the beginning.
I actually didn't do that at all, though. Every single one, all the presentations, I either added slides or edited them.
Oh, I added like 5 slides.
See, I only got
blank
ones.
I just got blank.
Really?
My slides were all like they'd have a title maybe,
yeah,
and they were just empty.
They did not have. They didn't like mine. Yeah, they didn't come like this. Like if this is what it looks like. This
like
is what that
words
looks
are
like.
On it?
Literally, just
no.
Like that. Yeah.
Why
do
yours always look so more complicated?
I didn't know slides.
I think I added a slide one time.
I have many slides every time.
Hey, with the whole new background,
yeah.
Making it a big.
That was
yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's class.
High moment.
Interesting. Any other thoughts come to mind?
I want to know how a project would fail.
I think it would fail.
I think it would take
so short like that.
Okay, an apple that ran by my mind. Even I was skeptical. But you know the whole.
We kind of designed it to look a little bit like face.
Yeah, but
it's happy face.
Actually, that looked a lot more like a tongue from previous to some other design modifications.
Mm.
I hope you appreciate the incorporation of some paint from a random KitKat bar that had to be consumed.
By accident.
Interesting.
So again, I reiterate my question of how different we are compared to the other groups, especially between culture groups.
I know.
I know. It seems like everything flowed pretty logically, you know, from the basics to the concept. Although the whole concepts thing, the whole concepts phase, I don't think I really understood like the concept. Well, the idea, okay, the notion
it's a
of.
Functional item.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I have a concept of a mug's material. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe rather than concepts, we should be thought of. We should, I thought of rather than in terms of concepts, I thought of it in terms of, like, proposed idea. And then the final would be like the actual specified prototype or whatever. I don't know. Oh, no, it's been interesting.
So we have more slides? Or
no, just this closing one. We've established that the costs weren't really within budget, but we could, you know.
We got it to me.
We did a project evaluation based on Sarah's evaluation of on-off switches.
No, it was really technically an evaluation of the product, not the project in general.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure is the same thing. At the time, that just. It made more sense, but I could see if they were really asking about us.
Yeah. Of course, we didn't have a thought to think about it. Yeah. And it's all recorded.
Ooh.
And what other, I'm going to put, I'm supposed to do this final report thing at the end, so I'll put all that into the final report as well. Or as much as seems like, maybe not like the articles and stuff, like because and if and so forth, but I'll put most of it in the quotes.
It'd be so cool if you get a copy of the recording.
Oh, I've done transcription before, and it's really ridiculous how many words people say and just in the middle of their sentences like that mean nothing.
There's a whole branch of psychology that looks into that, psycholinguistics.
What the
just by sending it here. Yeah, he's studying on or something.
Yeah, they're called disfluencies.
Disfluencies.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, we like our fancy phrases and terminologies for
just
things.
Add some prefixes. Sounds classier.
Exactly. I will save this into the
project. I find myself hitting the send and receive button and email a lot.
Yeah.
Come on, give me some information. Well, to be fair, we're all hooked on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and
I
we are addicts.
That's scary, huh?
It is scary.
Mm.
I'll just throw in that baby.
And imagine, we went the first 15 years of our lives without the internet. It's only in the last 10 that we're like, where's the internet? I mean, you know, just in the past 5, we've gone from 28 modems to broadband all the time.
True.
I think we've had internet for like 18 years.
No, we have, but not in the sense that it's so, you know.
But it's not right. I mean, my grandparents had it in the 80s, and I got it in 94, but still.
It's crazy. So.
In the 80s?
My grandma does computer science back in the States, and so they had an EDU and Gov network.
Mm.
They basically the fundamental structures, but it wasn't household yet, because
right.
It hadn't been.
Yeah, it was driven like
partitioned out and stuff. Yeah. That was him.
You guys are ready to celebrate?
Yeah, that's our last day.
Does that include like
champagne
or something exciting?
Sure.
I
guess we can probably call that meeting to an end.
I think that's
part.
A closer.
Cool.
Has it been 40 minutes or has it been longer?
Celebrate.
What'd you find out?
I have no idea.
Is that the only song you have?
There's another one.
This is where his meeting plan.
Huh? Yeah.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
The default track.
Yeah.
I thought it was David Burns looking in the eyeball. That's what it seems to be shipping with it. I haven't really shipped with it for a while. Maybe this is the new version.
So is that close?
Yeah, I guess we'll call that
okay,
it.
Okay, that's the end of the meeting.
Fab.
Thank you, gentlemen. You can get signing off.